We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a caregiver month for the Alzheimer's Association. And whenever we talk Alzheimer's, we like to bring in our friend Kristen Cassato.
Well, we do.
From the Alzheimer's Association. You knew her from her days when she was a rock star on Channel 8. Although we were staying off air. You're a frustrated rock star. I mean, as much as you love doing this, you want to be the drummer in like some band.
I do.
You resemble Chrissy Hines, actually.
Oh, wow. I'll take that. Thanks.
That's a nice compliment.
I'll take it.
Well, yeah. She does. No, Chrissy Hines is great.
I would, or like manage a band, you know, just pretend.
See, you'd be a good important.
Boss.
You'd be a good
yeah,
manager.
Yeah. I don't know.
So that would be, you'd be cracking the whip.
Go watch Spinal Tap. It'll change your mind.
So what exactly is Caregiver Month? Explain that
to us.
So
it's National Family Caregiver Month, okay. Right? And we focus on a lot of the caregivers here in Connecticut. We have 78,000 people living with Alzheimer's in Connecticut, but 178,000 caregivers. And many of them are unpaid family members. And these folks are... You know, it's 24/7, and if you have a full-time job, then you go home and you're full-on taking care of somebody. And it's really hard. This disease, you know, a lot of people we're talking to, a lot of people listening to us right now understand this disease. And it's losing someone real slowly, right? It's a memory-robbing disease, and it takes away your abilities, your activities of daily living. And it's really, it's pretty sad, and I'm firsthand.
Your mom. Yeah.
And so... I think that what's really important now in this month is a good time to focus on people taking care of not only the people they take care of, but themselves. Right. You need to take care of yourself as a caregiver.
Question here. When we talk about the memory loss, you know, that goes with Alzheimer's, is it short-term memory or long-term memory
first? Yeah, the short-term goes first. The long-term memories tend to remain.
Yeah.
Not all of them, you know, because as you hear some people say, my mother forgot my name or my mother forgot who I was. But a lot of times it's kind of the short-term memory because it affects that certain area of the brain. Yeah. But the longer terms, and this is what we say as a suggestion or a tip to a caregiver, is talk about something in the past.
Mm.
Go back to something from years ago with them because it's easier for them to recall that. And it might be a technique to get them out of an agitated state, perhaps, and say, hey, can we talk about your time when you lived here, when you went to college, or your wedding day?
And that jars the memory?
Sometimes,
music can have that effect.
Music
too.
Is an amazing,
amazing... Yeah, it's a big deal. You play a song.
Well, you were going to say that anyways.
I was.
Were you?
Music is amazing for everyone, but that's just me. I'm biased. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Ray. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say we have to do this, but not right away. Go ahead.
Yeah. Caregivers, are there classes? Is there training?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
it's not
question.
Just it's yeah. not just, you know, step in and go for it.
Because
there's ways that you have to do this the right way. So not to stress the person or to stress yourself.
Yeah.
Right. And if you learn and you educate, and this is why it's so important for people to get diagnoses early and the family to get involved real early, because they can go to classes. They can, even if they don't have to have time to go to a class, because we have education classes free all over the state.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't have time for that, we can do it online. That's ALZ.org. So you can go online and learn about what are the best ways to communicate with somebody in early stages, or how do I bathe somebody? You know, how different things when you get to different stages.
Right.
How do I take care of someone? How do I contemplate a placement? How do I help someone age at home? Like, there's all these different things that you can learn about. And so if you can't get to a class, and we have so many, and we also have support groups.
Right.
We have 100 support groups around the state.
Wow.
Different days and times.
Well, there's a need for that.
Of course.
How has it grown in the last 5 years? I mean, you haven't been back for 5 years, but... How has the network grown?
The network
time?
Here. Oh,
yeah.
we've expanded our support groups. I think the awareness is more, right? I think because we're talking about Alzheimer's more and there's more funding and more people are acknowledging that this is happening. And we're trying to get rid of the stigma so that you can talk about it and realize you're not alone. I think that's where it builds, right? All our walks are growing as thank you guys for having me in to talk about the walks a little while ago.
Yes, we did.
And we had seven amazing walks, and it just people come because they need it. They need us. And we have an 800 number, which I've talked to you guys about before.
Right. We'll do it again right here.
That's awesome. Thank you. 800-272-3900. It's 800-272-3900. And it's our helpline.
Right.
And you can call that anytime, day or night, about any question of dementia. I think that's one of the best things that we offer.
We're going to be joined on the phone by Shannon Jordan, Southwest Regional Director of the Alzheimer's Association of Connecticut. We're on with Kristen Cassato from the Alzheimer's Association, and we'll be back with more, but you have a message for the good. All right, Kristen Cassato is with us, Director of Communications for the Alzheimer's Association Connecticut Chapter, and joining us on the phone is Shannon Jordan, the Southwest Regional Director of the Alzheimer's Association. Shannon, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Hello.
Kristen has been singing your praises during the break here. I hope your ears are ringing.
She has.
How did you get into
being wonderful?
She is wonderful. But we're not going to tell her that because her head will get even bigger.
She heard it.
How did you get into becoming a caregiver? What sparked you in that direction?
So my story is a little different in that I am a social worker by trade, and I spent almost 20 years working in skilled nursing facilities throughout Fairfield County as a social worker. So that's day in, day out, working with people with Alzheimer's disease, with other related dementias, working with their loved ones, care partners, caregivers, just priceless experience that really led me. It almost was just the next natural step in my career that led me straight to the Alzheimer's Association.
Okay.
And when you talk to people, are there misconceptions that people have about what you do that you kind of have to change the narrative?
Oh, absolutely. It truly is ongoing education. Some of that is because of the existing stigma leads people not to have the right conversations. So many people just aren't educated. I can't tell you how many people that by the time they got to me in the skilled nursing facility, they'd already been on the journey for quite a few years, but nobody ever sat them down and actually told them what was happening to their loved one. They never spoke about the disease process. They were given a diagnosis, wished luck, provided a little bit of care and help, maybe every couple times a year,
right.
And that was really it. So families oftentimes need to be re-educated simply because they were never given that base knowledge from the get-go.
Exactly. And so, you know, one of the things that you bring up, a couple of things, but number one, there are increasing treatments. There are things you can do that are like, you know, mental therapy. I mean, there are things that are getting developed and being proven really all the time.
So right now, today, we do not have treatment, we do not have a cure. But
no.
What we have is the promise of what all of the research is showing us, that for the first time, we are seeing research proof that lifestyle choices and changes can help reduce your risk for Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias by almost 60%. So it's a very exciting time that for the first time, there's actually things that we can do to reduce our risk.
And I know, Kristen, like Shannon was saying, that there's not a cure yet, but there's progress being made, and that people have to understand that if you don't support the cause, there's not going to be the fundraising there to do the research to hopefully get a cause. I mean, it's like what I deal with diabetes, with type 1 diabetes. There's not a cure, but they're making progress all the time. It's the same thing with Alzheimer's.
Research is a very long and tedious process, right?
To and get tedious to anything. Might be the operative
word.
Like and gosh, we are so grateful to our researchers who work so hard to just make these really small steps. But that's the bottom line. You've totally hit it on the nose. We had just started getting semi-adequate funding on the federal level to be able to research these diseases. Back in the day when I first started, right, my mom was sick and I started getting involved in the Alzheimer's Association about 2010, 2011, we didn't even have $1 billion in research.
Wow.
Whereas everything else, cancer, heart disease, HIV/AIDS, billions, right? So what happened? Those diseases reduced the death rates. Because of that money.
Sure.
Now we finally have $2 billion in research. And now our death rates, by the way, up 145% last year.
Wait
Alzheimer's,
a minute.
Yeah.
Explain this to me.
Alzheimer's deaths up 145%.
Wow.
Oh, that ain't so good. Is part of it just because people live longer?
That is part of it. That is part of it.
Because you see those numbers that come in as far as the growth of the disease. And it seems like the longer you live, the more likely
it's
you are.
It's also being identified, right? We're also
being,
right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We are not sure. Well, but was it back in the day?
In the head.
It was, Yes, senility.
Yeah.
It's not even really a thing.
Yeah.
It's Alzheimer's, it's dementia, it's different types of dementia. What is your type of dementia? What is happening with your memory loss? So this is exciting because we have very exciting research happening right here in Connecticut. We have more than $2 million in research here at Yale and UConn and UConn stores.
Right.
So these folks are really looking at what's going on. The brain is super complex, you guys. You know that organ.
Well,
how do we figure it out?
Not between 5:30 and 9 on this radio station.
Now.
That's a wife's only.
The amount of brain power in this room.
You have brought it up by about 1,000%. Shannon, tell us about these Facebook Live events that you have every Tuesday.
Well, this is exciting, and this is something new that Kristen came up with, and we're just so excited to kind of embark on this new journey where every week for the next month, you are going to see one of the regional directors from the Alzheimer's Association covering a topic of interest. So we've got Kristen and I who are up first tomorrow. It's exciting. We're really going to just speak about what do we offer at the Alzheimer's Association, what's our programming, what are the educational opportunities available, our services. Kristen will jump into research. It's a really exciting time. It's a really safe way to educate people and for people to ask us questions. Because, when I'm out there and I'm presenting and I'm doing my programming or teaching throughout the state, many people aren't comfortable asking questions in a large group or in front of others. This is a wonderful way for people to ask their specific questions from the safety of their own home, because everybody's experience with this disease process is different. So everybody's going to have different questions. Their loved one is going to have different symptoms.
Right.
We have basic information that we present from an educational standpoint where we kind of generally educate, but everybody's journey with this disease is different. This is an opportunity for people to ask those individualized questions.
What are some of the most common questions that you get?
Hands down, the question that I get asked the most is, Shannon, what's the difference between Alzheimer's disease and dementia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I typically start off a lot of my programming with that question because, again, I can't assume that everybody sitting in that room has ever been educated on these things. So we like to start off by saying that dementia is an umbrella term. So if you think of dementia as an umbrella, underneath that umbrella come all the various types of dementia, Alzheimer's disease being the most common. It is the sixth leading cause of death in our country. 1 in 3 seniors will be diagnosed. So dementia really is a set of symptoms. It's a decline in our cognitive process or our thought process severe enough to affect our daily life. But it really is a set of symptoms. It's the umbrella term. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia.
Mm-hmm. And we got to go, but give us a quick thing about your Alzheimer's Awareness Night at the Sound Tigers game on November 23rd.
November 23rd, very exciting. It's Alzheimer's Awareness Night. Come to the Sound Tigers game. Part of the ticket proceeds will go to us.
You're
going to
sing
thankfully.
The anthem that night?
I
think that would be a nice touch. Shannon, don't you think that would be a nice touch?
Did she do this?
Have Kristen sing the anthem?
Did she do this?
She knocked it out of the park for sure.
No. Real quick, Facebook Live every Tuesday, 12:30. Tune in, Q&A. Communication, how the helpline can help you. Also, holidays, how to deal with the holidays and dementia. It's a whole thing. And then volunteering, what's important. We're going into December. So please tune in. And 800 number, real quick, 800-272-3900. It's our helpline. Call anytime with any questions. And we are here for you. You're not alone.
Channing, thanks for being with us. Good luck. Kristen, always good to see you. Good luck.
Thank you, fellas.
Thank you.
8:29.
You've done this before.
Yeah.
It's 8:28. Let's update traffic.
You should be on TV.
Do you ever think
of
that? Really,
she could. Really?
Seriously,
it'd be a good
career.
Or join
the
Pretenders.
Yeah.
She could be on. 8:28. Nobody would know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.